Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be all the glory for this day he has made. Nobody but God allowed you and I to come into this day. This is the day that the Lord has made,
yes.
And we shall rejoice
yes.
and absolutely choose to be glad in it. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for you calling in. And I believe that God is going to move mightily tonight through his word, through prayer, through praise reports. However God choose to come into this broadcast, we have learned to move out of God's way and let God be God and every man be made a liar. So we thank God that he loves us enough to not leave us where we are. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. He has a great plan for my life. If we just hang around, if we stick in there, if we don't give up the fight, Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith, yes. Paul said.
Yes.
He said, I have kept the faith, I have run my race, and I fought the good fight. So we want that testimony to become ours. Even in these days in which we're living, these days of uncertainty, sometimes I have a very big interest in politics, and I've been following this political campaign, even an Iowa caucus, and so many things intrigue me and interest me, but it's amazing how we must trust God and not man. And that's why I want to read. It's just amazing how Brother Jamal came from the book of Isaiah last week.
Yeah.
I think, Pastor, it was around that 60th chapter.
Yeah.
And God has led me here in Isaiah chapter number 40 tonight. A minister from the church that we came out of put this particular chapter on his CD. He read it verbatim. And it just stuck with me from that time we bought his CD to now. And I haven't seen this scripture in a while, but God led me here tonight. And it's God's message of comfort to his people. And it's Isaiah chapter number 40, and we're going to look at verse number 1. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse number 1 to verse number 5. And it says, it reads like this, comfort ye my people, saith your God, to bleed to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she have received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. I like to say double for her trouble. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Yes.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And that verse 5 is simply found in Revelation that everybody is going to witness the second coming advent, the second coming of Jesus Christ. No one's going to miss it. No one's going to say, I didn't have the right channel on or the right broadcast or the right satellite. I didn't have the right tools. Everyone's going to witness, glory be to God, him coming in his glory. But the first verse, Pastor, says, comfort ye, comfort me, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. We need to make that personal. My wife was asked by a friend of ours. Her sister went home to be with the Lord, and she had a home-going service. And my wife was asked by this young lady to bring words of comfort to her family.
Yes. Yes.
Pastor Rebecca was asked to speak words of comfort at this home-going service, this funeral on last week, and she brought words of comfort to this family. There's something about words that comfort us. There's something about the power of words that kind of ease our pain. And when God is saying, comfort me, ye my people, speak comfortably to them, he's telling Isaiah the prophet, no, this is not a judgment. I want you to comfort them.
Yes.
And there are 7 promises very quickly. I'm going to go through them real fast. I wish I can go through them slow. But he says, comfort ye my people. Then he says, number 1, your warfare is accomplished. The warfare is over.
My God.
You got to believe it and receive it.
Yes.
Believe it and receive it by faith. But Pastor Anthony, I'm in something right now. I'm in warfare right now. He says it's over.
My God. My God.
You got to see it before you see it. You got to see it before you see it.
Mm.
He said your warfare has been accomplished.
Yes, yes.
And they were in bondage to the Babylonians. They were in hostage. They were prisoners. But God says your warfare has been accomplished. That's number one. Number two, he says your iniquities have been pardoned.
My God.
In other words, your sins, my sins, everybody who believe in Jesus Christ, confess to him as Lord and Savior, our sins are forgiven.
Mm.
We're no more doomed and cast into the lake of fire. We're not going to the bottomless pit. We're not going to that place weeping and gnashing of teeth. We're not going to that place of torment. But heaven is our home because our sins are forgiven. Our iniquity has been pardoned. Number three, he says double. I like to say like Job, double for your trouble. Job got double for everything that he went through bad. And the end of Job's life, the Bible says Job had double what he had before he went through all the mess he had to go through. And some of us in a hard place, we're in a place where we don't want to be. But God says, I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Number four, every valley shall be exalted. Man, that blessed me. You might be in a valley right now. You might be at the bottom of the totem pole. You know, when you start a job, they say you start at the entry level, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, you don't have any seniority. He says, I'm going to exalt you. I raise up kings. God is going to make us who are in that valley or those who are in that valley to be raised up. So if you don't quit, you're going to win.
Yeah.
If you don't give up or give in, you will win. And that's why the devil's trying to discourage you and frustrate you. That's why the devil's trying to get you to be discouraged. But don't let him do it. He says every valley will be exalted. He's referring to us. I remember going to marriage retreats with my wife. And the first time I heard this phrase, after the marriage retreat was over, they said, now you're going back down to the valley.
Amen.
I said, wow, that didn't sound too good. Because at that marriage retreat, we had fun. We learned about each other. We was with other couples that rubbed off each other because iron sharpens iron. But we went back to our blended family. It was drama back then. It's not drama now. But we went back to that valley experience and some things that was waiting for us that was not so easy to get through. But we got through it. And you're going to get through it.
Amen.
Whatever it is you're going through, you will get through it. Number five, very quickly, every mountain, every hill, those people that exalted themselves, God did not put them in position. He says, unfortunately, you're going to be brought low.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to watch who we deal with and how we deal with people on the way up. Because you might see them same people on the way back down, and you may need them. So everybody who put themselves in position and God did not ordain it, be careful, be forewarned. God can and will probably bring you down. Number six, every crooked place made straight. Wow, that blessed me. Because when I came to the body of Christ, one of my biggest dilemmas was I did a lot of things I was not pleased with. I did a lot of things I was not happy about. But God says every crooked place will be made straight. All the crooked, undermining, deceiving things I've done, he said, I'll straighten it out. Just sit back, and I already forgiven you, but you got to forgive yourself.
Yes.
You got to forgive yourself. There's some things I did in the flesh, and I used to hear the preachers say, you got to forgive yourself, let go and let God. And that stuff was not easy. But today I'm free. I'm a free man. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Yes.
They ministered at our song, Sister Jessica, that's Carmen's granddaughter, and Brother Elijah, that's Sister Lori's son. They ministered together at New Creation Church. There's a video online, and the song said, don't get bitter because things are going to get better.
Yes.
Glory. I feel like running around my house. Don't get bitter because things are going to get better. You must believe that. So every crooked place will be made straight. And number seven, the rough places will be made plain or made smooth.
Wow. That's powerful.
You might be in a rough place.
That is powerful.
And, you know, my mother used to say, you make your bed hard today, you might have to lie in it tomorrow.
Yes.
The older I get, the more I sound like my mama. She said, if you make your bed hard today, you may have to lie in it tomorrow. And a hard head makes a soft behind. She had so many sayings that stuck with me. But we might be in a rough place that we did not even create. Says, I'm going to make it smooth. I'm going to make it comfortable. I'm going to make it bearable. I'm going to make it convenient. And that's the God that we serve. Isaiah 1-5, and Pastor, I love verse 5. It says, then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Isaiah
41-5. Okay, that's it. Isaiah chapter 41-5. At the end, verse 5 says, the verse 5 says, and then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Oh my God.
There's a song that says, after this, there shall be glory.
Jesus.
And everybody will see the glory of God being revealed.
That's powerful, Beth.
Father, I thank you.
Yes, God.
Because some of us still have crooked places. We still sometimes don't believe you forgave us for all those sins. Sometimes we struggle, Lord, because we might be in that valley. We still may be at that entry-level position. We may be on that minimum wage job. We may not be in a place we want to be financially. But you say you'll raise us up. The warfare, Lord, is so intense. Sometimes the warfare is just intense, and we're still in warfare. But you said it's over. You declared in your word that the warfare that we are in is over. We know how it ends. We win in the end. That's why my wife wrote that book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. Because the wilderness, there's no water, there's no food, it's hot, there's no resources, there's no shelter. You feel like giving up and giving in.
Yeah.
But she wrote that book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, because there's a preparation. God is up to something in the wilderness. It says in Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy that they sandals did not wear out.
My God. Jesus.
I got to buy a footwear, you know, every couple of years, and our kids got to buy new footwear because sometimes it just wears out. It said they, Pastor, it said that they footwear, they sandals on that hot sun did not wear out. So they didn't get blisters on their feet. They did not have to walk on that hot sand because God kept their feet.
Yes, yes, yes.
God allowed their shoes to last on that hot sand.
Please.
That's the God that we serve. He won't put on you more than what you can bear. So, Father, I thank you as we pray tonight that you're going to continue to make ways out of no way. You're going to make the rough places smooth. You're going to make the crooked places straight. You're going to give us double for our trouble. So, Lord, we need you. We need to trust you. Lord, sometimes when we see things happening around us, we sometimes get in the flesh, or we sometimes begin to doubt or begin to operate in unbelief. But we heard a word in our church, and I want to declare over this prayer line, we must have fearless faith. We must be a people of faith. So, Lord, I thank you that as we pray tonight, you will increase every person's faith. You will increase our faith on tonight to believe you for the impossible. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter how deep the debt is. God, you can cancel the debt. It doesn't matter what stage or what the amount of sickness or dialysis or what kind of treatment we are getting. God, you can handle it. It doesn't matter in the name of Jesus that the relationship has been going through and it's not looking like it's working. It doesn't matter that you're speaking divorce and that you're thinking about giving up on each other. It doesn't matter. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So, Lord, we pray because we need power. We pray because we need purpose on our lives. We pray because prayer gives us a peace which surpass all understanding.
Yes, God, thank you, Lord.
So, God, we need you tonight.
We need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We need you tonight, God.
God, thank you, Jesus.
So, God, have your way on this prayer line.
God, have your way, Lord.
Move, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit.
We thank you, Jesus.
Some people are stepping out in ministries. Some people are stepping out and starting that business over. Some people are stepping out and taking that class and paying that tuition, believing that you will give them the rest of the money. Some people are stepping out and going to marriage counseling, not giving up on that marriage. Some people are stepping out and sitting down, having a heart-to-heart with their children and their grandchildren because they're not giving up on the family. So, Lord, we need you.
We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're being persecuted in the workplace for our faith.
Thank you, too.
We're being ostracized because we believe in Jesus and the blood. We're being, in the name of Jesus, misunderstood because we stand for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, no longer I, but Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
So, God, we need you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, that's my wife and I scripture. That's how we started our church.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. If any man or woman be in Christ,
hallelujah,
they are a new creature, a new creation, a new person.
Hallelujah.
The old has gone away. Behold, all things have become new. That's why I shared with you at the beginning of this broadcast. I couldn't forgive myself, but I believe that scripture.
Yes.
Even though it wasn't happening right away, he said, you're a new creation.
Glory
be to God.
Jesus.
So as I begin to renew my mind, Pastor,
yes,
as I begin to change the way I think,
yes,
as I begin to no longer be conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of my mind, then I can begin to believe the word of God and let go and let God for real, as you used to say a long time ago.
For real, yes.
So, Lord, I pray that you touch the hearts and minds of your people.
Praise
you,
God.
You said through your word, in that day, you'll write your laws upon our hearts and upon our minds. Yes, we need the written word, the Logos word, but the word is in us. The word is upon us. And the word is with us. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. Oh, taste and see. David said, taste and see,
yeah,
that the Lord is good. So as we continue to pray tonight, we believe by faith that all things are going to work together for our good.
Yes, yes.
Pastor, as you continue to pray, I believe God is going to move mightily tonight,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer, God, as we come before you, God. We just thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you would be with us, that you would be with us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, for your presence on this prayer line tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're always with us. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but that you will always be with us, God. So we thank you, Lord, that we are never alone, that you walk with us through the fire and through the storm, that you have a great plan for our lives to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary, God. We thank you, Lord, for every person, God, who has come into this prayer room on tonight, those who are here by phone and those who are listening via the archive and those who are listening via the live stream, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word will not come back to you void. You said, Lord, that your word will produce, that your word will prosper that to which you have sent it, oh God. And Lord, we are believing, Father God, that your word will do everything that you sent it to do, God. So Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will manifest your glory, God, that you will manifest your glory on this prayer line, that you will touch each and every life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the good report. We thank you for healing. We thank you for manifesting healing, God. Those who are sick and shedding, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for Mother Williams, Mother Joyce Williams. We thank you, Lord. We bind up every demon on assignment. We come against every stronghold. We break every word curse. We silence every wagging tongue in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper in the name of Jesus. We release virtue over this prayer line tonight. We release the almighty anointing of the Most High over this prayer line on tonight. We demolish every assignment of every witch, every warlock, every demon in the name of Jesus. Everything that has set itself up against your people, God, we break it down. We tear it down. We break every chain in the name of Jesus. We declare victory over every life in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing over every life in the name of Jesus. We declare breakthrough over every life in the name of Jesus. We declare prosperity, peace, joy over every life in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring it together. Bring your word into manifestation. Bring your kingdom, God. Your kingdom come on earth. Your will be done on earth as it has already been established in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we plead the blood over every life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every household. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage. We plead the blood of Jesus over your finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over your destiny. We plead the blood of Jesus that will never lose its power. God, you said your blood will never lose its power. And as you prophetically preach and declare through Pastor Anthony that your glory, oh my God, you're still talking about your glory, yes, that your glory shall be seen, God, that your glory shall come forth. Yes. God, you'll make the crooked places straight.
Come on.
You make the high mountains flat, oh God. You bring them down, everything, yes, that exalts itself against you and against your people, you will bring down, oh God.
Yes.
You will exalt every valley, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you for raising us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We thank you for comfort. We thank you, Lord, for comfort. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your promise.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. You had nobody else to swear by, oh God. So you swore by yourself.
All right.
The immutability of your word, the immutability of your counsel, the immutability of your character. You swore, God, by yourself. All you had to do was speak the word, God, but you backed it up with a promise, and you swore by yourself. So, Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for the irrefutability of your word, that we will not be denied, God, that you are not a man that you would lie,
yes,
nor are you the son of man that you would repent, oh God, and change your mind about what you said about us. So, Lord, we're walking in victory. We're walking in the promises. We're walking in the finished work. The Bible says that on the seventh day, you rested, oh God. And we are walking in the finished work. Jesus said, it is finished on the cross. We are walking in the finished works of Christ. We are walking in the finished work of Jesus, the anointed one.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord. We are walking in the finished works of the Messiah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you that it's already done.
Yes.
God says it's already done. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we receive on tonight that it is already done, that every prophetic utterance is already done, that every spoken word is already done. The rhema, the revealed revelatory word is already done. The logos, the written word, it is already done. Jesus, the living word, is already done. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, and we walk in total victory. We pray for this United States of America. We pray, Father God, that you will let your hand be upon this upcoming election.
Yes,
we pray, Father God, that you will guard us, even your people, no matter who is in the White House, God. We don't put our trust in man. We put our trust in you, God. And we, Father God, ask that your will be done, God. You already know the plans that you have for this nation. We repent on the behalf of America. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will repent, humble themselves, and pray, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we are praying on the behalf of America. We are repenting, yes, your people, your church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. We are repenting, oh God, on the behalf of our nation, America. My God, Lord, forgive us, oh God, for we have sinned against you, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on us, O God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you today. Save every sin-ridden soul. Save every person, oh God, who's walking contrary to your word. Save the atheist.
Yes.
Save, oh God, the whoremonger. Save, oh God, the single mother. Save the homeless.
Yes.
Save, oh God, hallelujah, those who are destitute in spirit on tonight, God. Lord, we ask that you save the gang members. Save, oh God, the drug dealer. Save the pimp, oh God, and the prostitute, God. Save those, oh God, who are lost.
Yes.
Save the blind, oh God. Save, oh God, the hungry. Save those, oh God, who can't see, oh God, that they are in sin, oh God. Lord, we ask that you save them. You said nobody can come to you unless they be drawn by your spirit. Send forth your spirit. Send forth your spirit, God. Let us walk in your spirit, God, that when people see us and when people encounter us, whether it's in person or on social media or on the phone or via text or even through this prayer line, let them be drawn, God. Draw them from the west, the north, the east, and the south, oh God. Draw in those, oh God, that you will want to be saved. You said it's not your will, oh God, that anyone should perish. So, Lord, we ask that you will draw them in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be those walking epistles. Let us be those letters written in the blood of Jesus. Let us be those who will go forth and shine forth your glory. Let us be those who will stand and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us be those who will shine forth the spirit, the glory of your eminence, the glory of your magnificence, oh God, that people will look on our lives and say, what must I do to be saved? Let us go. Who will go? Lord, we say, send us.
Mm-hmm.
Send us to the nations, God. Send us to the nations, God. Send us to the nations, so that man, woman, boy, and girl will look upon our lives and read the letters, read the epistles, read the letters and the bloodstained epistles and be saved. Say, what must I do to be saved? Let demons be annihilated. Let demons flee, oh God. Let us take the land everywhere that our feet shall shod. Our feet shall trod. Let us take the land for your kingdom. Let us take the land for your kingdom.
Lord.
Let us take the land. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent, the aggressive in Christ, take it by force. So let us take the land, oh God, and let somebody hear this prayer line and get saved. Let somebody hear this prayer line and get healed. Let somebody hear this prayer line and be delivered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Let the praise go forth. Come on and praise God. Victory in Jesus. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lamb. Glory to the Most High God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to our Savior. Glory to our Redeemer. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb of Lambs, the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to the will in the middle of the world. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. To the lily in the field. Glory to the friend who sticks closer than the brother. Glory to our glory, to our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory to the blood stained Lamb. Hallelujah. The Son of the Most High God. Our brother, our friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Don't get bitter. Things are about to get better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and give God some praise. Go ahead and magnify his name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is on this line tonight.
Yes.
We thank God for every caller. We thank God for every listener. As Pastor said, some people tune in later. Some people pull up the archives later on in the week because people understand the importance of prayer. So those of you who are actually here, we thank God for you that you can press 1 on your phone and get us to pray with you and come into agreement with you. So if you press 1 on your phone line, your smartphone, we will put you on the air and pray with you and believe God with you because there's power in agreement. We have a call already, but if anybody else wants to call in, now is the time to press 1, and we will get to every caller on tonight. I just believe, Pastor, in the power of prayer, and I have seen it manifested along with all of the intercessors and the prayer warriors that come every week. We understand the importance of prayer as we move forward in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Let us take this first caller, and others will call. We thank God. Amen. That's area code 770 tonight. Our first caller, God bless you.
God bless you, and I start my prayer with a song, and it goes like this. Light of the world, you step down in darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Kings of old days, oh so highly exalted, glories in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. No, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross, and here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. And thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy to be praised, dear Lord. There is not one day that I cannot go without giving thanks to God. From the minute that I wake up and all through the day, for each step that I take, for each person I meet, for every encouraging words that I get throughout the day, it's just ongoing. There is so much love to me from God, and I love him so. And I know that I've been through ups and downs, but, you know, I know that he's been there for me. I know that he will be there for me, and I know if he's done it for me, he'll do it for everyone because he loves his children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to continue praying over my home. My son is doing well. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your grace over his life. And thank God I am doing well, too. And I just want to say, and I might be just stepping ahead of myself, but I pray to God. Today I got a call from my lawyer, and they said it's pending for a hearing. So I'm praying to God that he lays his hand on that judge that I'm going to meet, and he sees what's best for me. And I know it's his will, and I pray, God, that you will do your will. And God knows my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for all the open doors. All the doors you have shut, all the doors you're opening, and all the doors you're going to open. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Even as God has allowed this opportunity to be afforded to you, we believe that favor is going to find you. Even as you meet with this judge concerning your life and your circumstances, we're going to pray for God to move, amen, on your behalf and allow the outcome to be in your favor. So we thank you for the song about worship.
Yes.
You know, thank you for reminding us tonight about worship.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get so, we praise God, yes, but it's nothing like worshiping God.
Yes.
I mean, when you feel him move you to tears, he makes your body quicken. He is a God that loves us. He is a God that I mean, we know people love us, but nobody can love us like God.
Yes,
so when we worship him, not because of what he does, but because of who he is.
Yes.
We don't worship him because of what he does, but because of who he is.
Who he is.
As you sing the song tonight, here we are. You brought us all in. Here we are to worship.
Yes.
And here we are to bow down, and we bow down before the King. So thank you for that song. I said, how does she come up with these songs that go along with the scriptures that we bring
Pastor Anthony, I say the same thing because I'm telling you, I wake up with this song, or I might know it the day before, and for some reason, it coincides with what you say, and I'm like, oh, my God, I know that I'm on the right track. I know that God is taking me somewhere, and I know he's speaking to me because it just coincides with what you say every Tuesday.
Amen.
So thank you, Jesus, for the word.
Well, I thank God.
You're walking
in the spirit.
Yeah.
You're walking in the spirit, and God sees that. So stay spiritual. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria. Lord, always has a song in her spirit. Even as you ministered to her, she said she received that early this morning, that song, and brought it to us tonight. So Lord, we thank you as you move forward, even with this situation concerning her life. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given her. Thank you for the lawyers and the judges or whatever the litigation litigation may be.
Yes.
God, we thank you that you give
thank
her
you,
favor.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that all
Jesus,
things will work
Jesus.
Out for her good. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of. You know, Lord, what
Jesus.
She's been praying for, praying about.
Yes.
And God, we thank you that you said if we delight ourselves in you, according to your word, you'll give her the desires of our heart. So
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Increase her in every area that she needs to be increased.
Yes,
thank you for her
Jesus.
Son, even this young man learning about life and moving forward, Lord,
yes,
in spite of some of his difficulties. We thank you that he can see his mother's faith and that he can see his mother's faith. And he wants that same kind of faith with God.
Yes,
so, Lord, touch that young man.
You.
Allow him to have a close relationship through your son, Jesus Christ, to you, God. And let him pray privately. Let them see publicly what prayer can do. Co-workers and the right mentors, the right men that would speak and pour into his life. Send the right, Father God, friends around him that would let him get to his destiny in you, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for this family, Maria and her son. Her household is already blessed. Continue to bless them, not just all year long.
Yes,
continue to bless them all the rest of their days, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for her
life.
We thank you for her witness on this prayer line.
Thank you.
Bringing us just glorious music and melodies, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For her obedience and knowing her purpose in the earth realm. So continue to bless her. Continue to fill her heart with new songs in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for her life.
Thank you.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you, and we believe that a praise report is going to come out after this meeting that you're going to have.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
So thank you, Jesus.
And yes, keep us posted. I know you will. I know
thank
you'll come
you,
back
Jesus.
With praise.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you both. God keep you safe, you and your family. I love you both.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. She is a blessing. Yeah, that song took us back when we had church in our living room.
Yes.
It was a mother and daughter team. Some of our first members, and they used to sing that song.
Yes.
And it took me back. That was beautiful.
Yes. Shout to the Lord.
Yeah, Siobhan and her mother, Betsy.
Yes.
That was a beautiful song. We're going to take another caller tonight. And this is coming from a 678 area code. 678. Okay. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you. 678. You're on the air.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you? This is Anthony.
Oh, God bless.
Oh, God bless. Oh,
man, and God prophet.
Anthony.
We thank God for you. Amen.
God bless you. I kind of got on a little late. Tonight, but I got on in the midst of the prayer, and I tell you, I thank God, amen, for the prayers of the righteous, and God is sustaining and maintaining us in this season, and I just want to get on and just to say that I appreciate it, amen, the labor with you and your beautiful wife on the air. And God's about to increase you, Pastor, in this season. The Lord, you know, as I was on, he said he's about to expand y'all borders. He's about to expand your borders. And God says he's about to increase the territory. You're going to find yourself connecting more and reaching more in this season. And God's about to expand you. Because I see another territory that the Lord is about to usher you in, and even the teachings that God has given you are strategic to where he's calling you in this season, because there is a glory that is about to pour out on you in your ministry, and God is about to do some great things for you in this season. So I just bless God for that, what he showed me, while I was on, while your wife was praying. But I just thank God tonight, Pastor. I thank God tonight. I really do, for what he's doing.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, we received that word.
Yes.
You are so tapped into the spirit of the living God. And we just want to confirm what you just spoke, because God is dealing with us and have spoken that and have shown us through resources and other people, exactly what you said, expanding our borders, expanding our territory, and allowing us to be exposed to different areas. And we already are experiencing that in the early part of this year. So we thank God for your word that more of that is coming our way. And we're just trying to humbly continue to submit to God and be obedient to his word. And he's going to do the rest. As you say, you tuned in a little late, but I read Isaiah 40, chapter 41-5, and it says every valley will be exalted. And one of the things that means is that God will raise us up in due season. So I thank you for that word, because you was obedient in releasing it. And it did fall on good soil you on tonight. You're ready to produce 30, 60, 100 fold. Thank you for being obedient and speaking what thus said the Lord tonight. Prophet Anthony, we thank God for you tonight. Let me just pray for you before we let you get off the air. Father, we thank you even for your true prophets that are in the earth realm. We thank you for this man of God that your hand is on his life. Lord, increase him in every area of life. We understand, Father God, even through personal testimony, some of what he endured last year. But even at the outset of this year, Lord, you allowed him and his family to cross over into this year, even into a new month in February. So, Lord, greater is coming to him. So he did not let his heart get bitter. But now, Lord, we know that better is coming. So I thank you for his life. I thank you for his witness and his testimony. Bless his marriage. Bless his family, Lord. Bless every endeavor. Bless their ministry. In the name of Jesus, allow this man, Father God, to be able to minister through, amen, the prophetic gift and office that he operates in. We thank you for his life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He endured much, so we know that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but is given to the one who endure. So only you, if it had not been, oh, I'm getting happy, if it had not been for the Lord who's been on his side, he can attest that where would he be? So we thank you, Lord, that your grace is yet continue to be sufficient for him. So, Lord, you know what he stands in the need of financially. You know what they need physically. You know what he needs emotionally and spiritually. And, God, we know that you're able. You won't put on him more than what he can bear. So, Lord, we thank you that even with every temptation or every burden, you make a way of escape for this man of God. So continue to allow him to network with the right churches, the right people in the body of Christ. Let him win souls for your kingdom at a large rate in the name of Jesus. Let his family look upon his life and see the light of Christ that rests upon him in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, let his light so shine. Let him be salt. Oh, when I said it, I felt it. You are salt, man of God. God says, don't lose your saltiness. The enemy came to discourage you. The enemy came to frustrate you. The enemy came to try to get you to default on your assignment and your destiny. And you did not give in to that lying spirit. He continues to try to lie to you. He continues to try to place doubt in your heart and in your mind. And God says, study the word like never before. Get into my word, meditating on that word day and night. And you're going to be like that tree planet near the streams of living water. And he said, everything your hands will touch will prosper in the name of Jesus. The devil's trying to sometimes lie to you that you won't prosper, but you're already prosperous. You was already done, as my wife Mary declared, in the name of Jesus. You're already a powerful man of God. You're not trying to become or be something. You already are that. And in due season, God will reveal it in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you for your obedience. Keep trusting God. Keep allowing you your faith to be prostrated and going before the throne of grace, because God will keep you. He says, come to me boldly to the throne of grace, and I'll give you mercy when you need it. So we thank God for you calling tonight. We know that your future is bright. Your ladder shall be greater. So keep moving forward by faith, and we're believing, God, that many praise reports is going to come from you on this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank God for you, prophet. We received that prophetic word. You ministered to us tonight, and we received that word. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say I was waiting for you. I just told my my adjutant on Sunday. I said, I'm looking for profit. No, it wasn't Sunday. It was last week, Thursday. I said, I'm waiting to hear from Prophet Anthony because God said in 90 days he would be established. So I'm waiting for that call to come through. So this call was confirmation, you know, that God is still, he you know, even that as I spoke your name last week and God had you call today to speak to my husband and myself, God is saying that he has not changed his mind, you know, about that time frame, and that you shall, you and your wife, you shall be established. So that you're on the brink. You're on the brink, sir. You're on the brink. You're on that verge of the breakthrough. It's about the things are about to pop. You know, things are about to explode. You know, on your behalf. For your good and for God's glory. God's glory is getting ready to rain down on you. Even as Pastor was talking to you, God was ministering and talking to me about the rain and about Elijah. And Pastor was saying, stay in God's face and keep praying, because out of your mouth, as you continue to declare that rain is coming, it's getting ready to rain, and keep looking for, God says, keep looking for the rain. The sound, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. It's sprinkling right now. You can smell the rain, but it's getting ready to pour. It's getting ready. God's blessings are about to pour down in your life, because as Pastor said, you have suffered through much, and God says he's going to give you double for your trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only that, but God is getting, he's establishing you. He's establishing you as his prophet. As his prophet. Because there is a sound coming out of your belly. And God is establishing you. The sound is being resonating. And those, the people of God, are going to be able to resonate with the sound that's resonating out of your belly, and to know that God has sent you. Pastor talked about lying prophets earlier, and the people are going to know when you go into places and they see you. It's just the spirit of the Lord as you go, and they see you, and they see the spirit of the glory of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord resting upon you and within you. They will know that you are God's prophet, and God is going to use you. The phone is going to ring, and people are going to, God is going to use you, and people are going to be looking for you. Because they are going to need to hear from a true prophet. And I don't know if you're doing anything right now with social media or anything like that, but I hear God using you in that area to begin to declare what thus says the Lord. So cry loud and spare not.
Amen.
Cry loud and spare not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I conceive it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're still lifting up you guys, and we're so glad to be connected. We know that it's not by chance that God has connected us, and we are just looking forward to great things in the future through this divine connection. And what God is setting up, amen.
My God, amen. Likewise, prophetess, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited myself.
Yes. And give our love to your beautiful wife, and just let her know that it's getting ready to pour. Blessings are about to pour down, and God is going to just really, really begin to show her even the magnitude of the call that's on her life. You know, even yes, woman of God, even what's on you. Life, amen. The magnitude, even as you walk through so much, God's getting ready to show you as to what he has planned for you. And God has begun to reveal things to you in your secret place. And there are things I'm seeing that God has revealed to you, even in your quiet times with him, that you have not spoken to anyone. And God is saying those are the secrets that he's revealing to you. And he's showing you, and they're yet, God is saying they're yet to be revealed. And don't go tell anybody the secrets that I'm revealing to you in this season, because they will come to pass, says the Lord. And people will be amazed, and they will be amazed at what I'm about to do through you, woman of God. There's a gentleness in your spirit. There's a wailing in your spirit. There's a call for intercessory, prophetic intercessory prayer on your life. Yeah, even as you pray, God begins to show you and reveal stuff to you that you don't even sometimes want to see. But God is showing you who he's, you know what he's doing in this season, woman of God? God is showing you who you are. Every time they try to push you to the back, and God said, every person that tries to push you to the back, God says, I'm bringing you forward. And he says, I want to exalt you. He says, I'm going to exalt you above your haters, above those people that are trying to suppress what I put in your belly. It shall come forth. There's some power in your belly, and it shall come forth.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A heavy anointing. A heavy anointing resting on your life. And when it's your time, don't rush out too soon. But in due season, they will know. Everybody will know what I have put in you and why you had to go through what you went through. But God says, I'm like Job, Prophet Anthony, and what is your wife's name?
Aisha. Aisha.
Amen. Amen. But God has a devil. It's not even devil. I can't even say it's devil, because God says it's pouring. It's like pouring. And it's not going to stop until you say, God, okay, we're overwhelmed. Amen.
Yeah, I ain't going to say that. Come on, boy.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you both. God bless you both.
Amen.
God
praise God. Wow, we love you guys, and we will continue. Bring us. Thank you for stopping in, and we're looking forward to those praise reports as they come. Amen.
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 Definitely. We will stay connected.
Thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless. Wow. Wow. We're going to take another caller, Pastor. If I could show you what I'm seeing, I can't even put into words. Wow. God bless you. Amen. Area code 270. Area code 270.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to get back together one more time. Lifting up the three, the triune God head that we serve. And I thank God for the power, the fresh anointing that is on this line tonight. I thank God for the scripture that my brother, Pastor Anthony, the Holy Spirit brought forth through him. Thank God for comforting us. I thank God for what he just revealed to Prophet Anthony and his wife. I thank God for that rhema coming from on high. I thank God for last Tuesday night. I thank God for the Holy Ghost releasing what he released to Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca to give us the opportunity, because as Pastor Anthony released that, I was going through a dark stage. And I thank God the light still shines. The darker the dark, lighter the light, because we got faith in our Father. And I just want to thank him for his rhema word being released through y'all each and every night to each and every individual on this prayer line. I just thank God for allowing us to know we are justified by faith, and we are justified by the purification power of the blood shed of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of Life, that bloodshed of Mount Calvary, penetrating power in the blood. All of the fiery darts of the enemy, they are penetrated because of the bloodshed of the Lamb that covers us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And I just thank God for allowing me to know that I am connected to Him. And I thank God for discernment, giving us discernment and the power that is on this prayer line each and every Tuesday night. And I just thank God for raising up a remnant. I thank God for choosing New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank God for the Holy Ghost fire burning, that the contagious fire that has set the city of Hillside, New Jersey, ablaze because of what God has chosen for you too. And I thank God for what He says to His anointed, to the anointed ones on this prayer line. He says, I go before you, and I will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze, and I will cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. He has summoned each and every one of you by name. God has chose you, anointed, and appointed you for this end time work. And I thank God, New Creation Christian, end time church, that God is revealing Himself mightily in this time and in this season. As the earth get darker, the light of the Lord shall shine brighter. And I thank you, Father, for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I thank you for words of encouragement coming through the mouths of the both of them. I thank you, Father, for the rhema. I thank you for the locals' word that you released through them. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for using them to your glory. I thank you, Father, and I just plead your bloodshed over them, and I ask of you, Father, to continue to breathe your manifestation into their lives and into the members' lives that are under them. I thank you, Father, for training them to lead your people to seek and hunger for more intimacy in Jesus Christ. And I ask of you, Father, just continue to give them more of you and less of themselves. I thank you, Father, for your glory that is being released each and every time you use them. I thank you, Father, for your manifestation. And I thank you, Father, for allowing them to magnify you because you rule and reign in them. Continue to have your way. Continue to use them mightily, Father. And at this time, Father, I say amen and amen. And I thank you for each and every individual on this prayer line, Father. Continue to have your way. Continue to increase their territory. Continue to allow the burning fire of the Holy Ghost to rule and reign each and every Tuesday night. Whenever and wherever you choose to use them, just allow your marvelous light to shine in them. And I say amen and amen. And my wife and I, we thank y'all. We thank y'all for who y'all are in Christ Jesus. We thank y'all. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory, Brother Jamal. We thank God, Mr. God. We thank God for your life and thank God for your wife.
Yes.
Thank God for your family in the name of Jesus. Even as you spoke tonight, last week you ministered to us so mightily through that word that you gave. And we just knew that God was allowing you that opportunity, that open door. But even as you said, going through, God used you. You know, the Bible declares that we can be troubled on every side but not distressed. We can be persecuted and not perplexed but not in despair. And it goes on to say, forsaken but not cast down, and we're not destroyed. The enemy could not destroy you. And as you were speaking into our lives tonight about new creation, end time harvest church, and us being that light on that candlestick, that's our purpose. That's our mandate on our lives. But your words of encouragement, you have no idea how they have impacted Pastor Rebecca and I since you and your wife have been part of this prayer line. Even the seeds that you have sown periodically into the ministry, into our lives personally. You found it not robbery to send our offerings our way and sow seed into our lives. And God saw that more than us. And God is going to honor that. Even in your lowest moments, I decree and declare over your life that people are going to sow into your life as well. Whether it's money or whether it's word or whether it's favor, whether it's opportunity, whether it's grace, chance, people are going to sow into your life as well. You reap what you sow, and you sow what you reap. And you've already sown, and God has looked favorably upon you because you sow into this good soil of New Creation Church. And God is going to honor that. Even as you speak prophetically on this phone line to every life, every listener. We have quite a few listeners tonight, and they heard your words of comfort.
Yes.
They heard your words of encouragement. And God is going to continue to use you, not just on Tuesday night on this prayer line, but you and your wife are going to get opportunities that only He can afford you. So, Father, we pray for Brother Minister Jamal. We pray for his wife. We pray for their ministry and their life, their marriage and their family. Lord, they are a powerful couple. They are a power couple, individually and together. So, Lord, we thank you for this man of God. We need true, real men of God in this hour. We need real marriages in this hour that are godly and holding up the bloodstained banner. We need real, Father God, families. Yes, as my brother already declared, we go through and we struggle and there's storms and there are circumstances that we wish that would not come our way. But God, if you allowed it, I believe that Brother Jamal can handle it in the name of Jesus. So Lord, as he continues to lead his family, as he continues to cover his wife, as he continues to cover his children and his grandchildren, he is declared the priest, the provider, and a protector of his family.
Yes.
Priest, provider, and protector.
Yes.
I learned that a long time ago from our bishop.
Yes.
Priest, provider, and protector. That's a lot for us men. But God knows that he allowed you to be that covering for your wife and your children, to be that provider and that priest, that spiritual leader that he has called you to be. So, Lord, continue to cover him, cover his marriage, cover his finances, cover his ministry in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let the blood of Christ be his power. The blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as he moves forward, sometimes in uncertainty, he serves a certain God. You are a perfect God, and we are imperfect people. So, Lord, no weapon, I decree and declare over his life, no weapon against him personally will be able to prosper.
God.
It will be formed.
Yes.
People will put their mouths on him. People will come against them, but it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that prosperity is his portion. I thank you that you already given him the ability to get wealth. They will be prosperous in good health, even as their souls prosper. So, Lord, allow them to network and to connect with the right people.
Yes,
iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
and I thank you for the anointing.
My God.
There's an anointing on you, man of God.
Jesus.
There's an anointing on your wife. There's an anointing on your marriage that can't be denied. That's going to go down to your generations. That's going to go down to your lineage. But we thank God for the heritage that you will leave. The Bible says leave an inheritance for your children's children. So we ain't got to figure it out. God has already worked it out.
Yes, yes.
So just believe God. I told our church on Sunday, how do you get a miracle? And I simply said, you got to expect one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was in that hospital, when the surgery did not go right, when I had three major setbacks in that hospital, I still expected a miracle, and I got one. So we got to expect a miracle. We got to expect somebody going to write us a big check. We got to expect God's going to give us a lifetime opportunity. We got to expect greater is coming. So, man of God, get your expectation up. You and your wife, get your anticipation up, because greater is coming. Your ladder shall be greater in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for your words tonight. You empower us every time you speak. We thank you that you and your wife are part of this prayer line, and God is going to use you mightily. And the blessings of the Lord are yes and amen for your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the both of you, and we love you, and y'all continue to be blessed.
Love you guys as well.
Amen.
And man of God, be safe, and God bless you both and your family.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You. Amen. Wow.
He always has a timely word.
Powerful.
Always has a timely word for us, that the people of God on this line. He reminded us, amen, that God is good.
Yes.
And God loves us, and God is for us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a powerful. I'm so encouraged on tonight from Minister Jamal and Prophet Anthony and, you know, and Sister Maria, you know, as we spoke with them and as they encouraged us as we do what we do. Sometimes we get tired, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming just on a day-to-day, but we always look forward to this prayer line, and no matter how we come in, we always leave here empowered, and we know that if we're feeling that way, that you guys are also experiencing the same thing, and it's to God be the glory. We thank God for what he does here every single Tuesday as he uses us to minister to each other here on this prayer line, and I'm grateful, Pastor, as you were praying, I just felt like God wants to do something. You know, I just have this thing. I'm feeling this pressure, like God wants to do something in the lives of the people who are listening. God wants to do something. And he's saying that we just have to let him. He says we have to let go and let him have his way. God wants to do something. God wants to move. I'm feeling feeling like he's been boxed in some of the lives of the people who are listening live and those who are listening to the archives. God is saying, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me. I need you to believe me. I need you to rest in my word. The circumstances that you are encountering, they are a smoke screen. Jeez. That have been sent by the enemy to try to stop you from having the kind of fearless faith.
Come on.
That Pastor Anthony has talked about, that God says, I need you to have fearless faith. I need you to push fear to the side. I need you to not doubt me. I need you to trust me. I need you not to be caught up on what you see with your natural eyes. God says, I need you to walk by faith. I want to do something. Oh, my God. The Lord wants to move in your lives, people of God.
Jesus.
People of God. The God, and even in our lives, Pastor, God wants to move.
Yes.
He wants to move, and he's just waiting for us. I heard earlier that God is waiting for us. So many people that listen are waiting for God, and God says, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to be ready.
You got to believe.
I'm waiting for you to be ready for what I want to release into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I just that was a burden. It was a burden. It was pressing. So we have to be like Hebrews chapter 4. We got to be those who enter into his rest and possess the promises of God. Hallelujah. We can't be like the ones who didn't get it because of unbelief, but we have to be like the ones who took the big faith stick and mixed that word with faith. Amen. We have to mix the word with faith. We have to believe God in this season. We don't have anything left, people of God. This is the season. The reason that God has allowed our backs to be up against the wall is because he wants us to throw up our hands and surrender to him.
Everything.
I surrender all. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid?
Yes.
Stop trying to figure it out. Pastor said it. God's already worked it out. Stop trying to do it in your own strength. You don't have to do anything but believe God and let him direct your steps.
Jesus.
Let God order your steps. Amen. God's getting ready to manifest. He's been talking glory. Prophet Anthony hasn't even been here, and he missed the scripture, but he came in and said, God's getting ready to release his glory.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's up with the glory.
Every God, because God is putting that in the mouths of his men and women of God, his spokesmen, that he's releasing his glory. Amen. So, wow, I feel better. That was a burden that was pressing on me. Amen. Amen.
I believe everybody did receive that, because our level of faith, everybody has been given a measure of faith. And as you said, God wants us to believe him to that degree for the impossible.
Yes.
And sometimes doubt or fear tries to enter in. But you said God really wanted to come in agreement with him.
Yeah.
And team up with him, because he has some great things for those of us who are really serving him. We're not perfect, but as you said, God wants to do something.
Yeah.
That's time undeniable.
Time and time and access.
Yeah, not us.
Yes.
He said God wants to do
it. Yes.
Because there's some things we can do in the natural, Pastor, but there's some things that when you look at it, you can say nobody but God.
Nope. Oh.
And other people will say nobody but God.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying, God wants to do something. And I believe that word had to be released on this prayer line tonight. We continue to pray for Mother Mae Thomas, my wife's mother. We thank God for her life. We thank God for her witness. Thank God that you continue to keep my mother-in-law, Lord. We thank you that in her years that she's living right now, the joy of the Lord is her strength. I thank you for her family down there in Florida, all those who come through her house and those she interact with throughout the week, that you continue to bless her, even in her church family down there in Sanford, Florida. Continue to bless Mother Mae Thomas and continue to give her the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus, bless all of her children and her grandchildren. You know the things that she wants, the things that bring her happiness. So God, continue to increase that in her life, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for her strength. Thank you for her health. Thank you for her happiness. And continue to bless my mother-in-law. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the love that she has for me, her son-in-law. I thank you in the name of Jesus for birthing her daughter into the earth realm. I thank you for my mother-in-law, Mae Thomas.
Yes.
And I love my mother-in-law in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, right now we lift up Bob, who's in the hospital, God. We pray, Father God, for your hand of healing to be upon his life. Lord, by your stripes he is healed, oh God. You, Father God, know the plans that you have. And Lord, you already, Father God, know, Father God, the beginning from the end. Lord, we are asking for a miracle, God. The doctors have already spoken, but God, we are believing you, and we are asking you for a miracle. Touch his body right now. Bring him back to his facilities. Allow him to be able to communicate, to talk. Him, Father God, bless his wife, oh God. Touch her, oh God. Comfort her, strengthen her, even as she takes care of her husband, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for his life, and we thank you for what you're doing in their marriage and what you're doing in their lives. God, we pray for, Father God, Prophetess Williams, Prophetess Joyce Williams, oh God. Father God, we pray for her, Lord. We thank you for miracles. Lord, we're asking for miracles, miraculous breakthrough. We are asking for miraculous breakthrough. You said we have not because we ask not. And when we touch and agree on anything, oh God, that you will move according to your will, God. So, Lord, we pray and we're praying and we're asking and we're believing for miracles for these two people, God. Both of them are in the hospital. Both of them, Father God, in a state where the doctors might want to give up. But God, we are not giving up, and we are going to continue to pray until you say so, say different, God. So, Lord, we're praying and we're lifting up Brother Bob, and we're lifting up Prophetess Joyce Williams, and we're lifting up their families, and we're lifting up Pastor Alicia Cooper and her brother, Elder Anthony, God, and we're lifting up Pastor Harry and their children and all of the people who, Father God, love Prophetess Williams. And God, we're asking for a miraculous breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you can do all things. And we just come to you moving that mountain of sickness and moving that mountain, hallelujah, of even, Father God, whatever it is, dismay and discouragement and, Father God, misery and whatever the devil's trying to bring. And we speak life over these people in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing Vanita, and we thank you for a miracle in her life, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her and give her what she needs and keep her. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her perfect health, that she will prosper and be in good health, oh God, so that she can take care of her baby, oh God. Lord, touch that young mother and young Jackie and her children, oh God, and everyone who is looking towards heaven for healing, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for your hand of healing being upon these lives, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name. Touch, God. Touch, heal. Heal them, oh God. Deliver them from this sickness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory rest upon them, God. Thank you for Brother Mingo, and thank you for touching his body, and thank you for continuing to manifest healing in his body, God. Thank you, Lord, for a good prognosis, and thank you, Lord, for the good, Father God, speedy recovery that you're giving him, God. Continue to manifest your glory in Brother Mingle's life. Touch his wife, Sister Carmen, oh God. Continue to encourage her. Continue to use her. Continue to bless that household. Bless all of their children, their grandchildren. Bless Yvette, oh God, and bless all of her brothers, oh God. Bless their children, God. And Lord, we just thank you, and we bless your name, God. Bless Kevin Jr. And bring him back, oh God. Give him Sundays. Free him up, God, so with a job. Let him keep his job, God, but free him up, oh God, so that he could come to church and be in the fellowship of the saints, oh God. Lord, we bless your name. We worship you on tonight. You are worthy. Bless our children, Kayla, Marcus, Justin, and Hakita. Bless our grandchildren, Niela, Mark, Niela, Sudani, Joshua, and Nairobi. Bless all of them, oh God. Keep them, keep the blood around all of the grandchildren and all of the children represented on this prayer line. Keep the blood around them. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Keep them protected. Keep them from going wayward. Keep them on the straight and narrow path. Bless all of the children of new creation. Bless all of the members. Bless that church, God. Let your glory and every prophetic word that's been spoken over this line, let it manifest. We receive it and we believe it in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for increase. We thank you for increase over our lives. We thank you for increase in our monies. We thank you for increase. And that's for everybody on this line. We thank you for increase over our lives. We thank you for increase over our monies. We thank you for increase in our households. We thank you for increase in our relationships. We thank you for increase in our marriages. We thank you, Lord, for increase in our ministries. We thank you for increase in new creation Christian ministries. We thank you for increase, oh God, and the anointing that you have released over our lives. So, Lord, we give this prayer line to you. Bless every person that's streaming. Bless those that never call in, but they're always here. Bless them and bless them indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 I feel God. Go ahead and give God some glory. Give him some praise as we go from this place, but never from his presence. Amen. We're going to play a song. Amen. We keep praying for us. Amen. Just keep praying for us. All is well. God is blessing. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives. We thank God for what he's doing in New Creation Christian Ministries. Bible study resumes at our church tomorrow night at 7:30. Bible study resumes at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Yes.
You can follow me on Periscope at Pastor Rebecca S. Follow me on Twitter at Pastor Rebecca S. We also have Thursday night. That's the Drug Addiction Recovery Support Team.
Yes.
Amen. Where God is restoring and delivering people from drugs and any type of addiction. That's Thursday night at the church. Sunday, we are meeting at 12:30 every single Sunday, and the glory of the Lord is being revealed in that house. We are at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Everybody is welcome. If you know somebody who's looking for a church, send them that way to New Creation Christian Ministries, and the glory of the Lord is being revealed, amen, in that house. Saved souls are being saved. Lives are being changed. Lives are being changed. The unadulterated word of the Lord is being preached, amen, amen. And people are being delivered from all kinds of demonic oppression. So we believe God. We believe God. We love you guys. We love you. Mommy, I love you. Can't wait to see you. This is our year, everybody. This is our year. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. We're going to play I Can Only Imagine.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in
How could all